Live from Eretz Yisrael, welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of EOU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on the behalf of many needs of our people and for real peace around the world. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day. On Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Adar, and here in Israel, where it is already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 17th day of the month of Adar. Today's call is generously sponsored by a longtime caller, Sheila Siegel, who and family, for the complete refuah of Malka Rachel Bas Vega and Aaron David Ben Mindel. Thank you so much for your dedication to the call, your generosity, and may both Malka Rachel Bas Vega and Aaron David Ben Mindel, whose names are both listed in the daily email all the way on the bottom, have a refuah shalema. Again, Sheila, thank you so much for your dedication. As always, we continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave chayalim, all those standing on the front lines protecting our people, additionally the brave American servicemen and women, and all those protecting Am Yisrael and peace around the world. We ask Hashem to please guide and give wisdom to our leaders here in Israel, of course in the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and strength. As I've shared the past few days, going to recite an abridged hybrid translation of a combination of two different prayers, which we'll say in English, which is a combination of the welfare for the American government and as well for the safety of the American military. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in his mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in Zion. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. V'namar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Feigenbaum of the Congregation Or HaTorah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Feigenbaum's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chas, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, those being chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible and dear brave Chayalim, and finally Rabbi Feigenbaum will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. And I ask again to please keep in mind Malka Rachel Bas Vega and Aaron David Ben Mindel. To sign up for daily reminder emails, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. And our thoughts are certainly on Artzeinu HaKdosha and everyone who is there, and our tefillah is that they should stay safe together with you, and that this should be the war to end all wars. With that, we don't know what's going on. As many communities did, our community had a Tehillim gathering Sunday night, because of this new war. And as we're about to start, I leaned over to my dear friend, Rabbi Ariel Rakovsky of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Dallas. I said, I want to say something that, you know, people are, we're already seeing clips that this is certainly right before Mashiach comes and he's coming tomorrow. It, all that stuff's all out there. I'm sure many of you have seen it. I said, honestly, like, we don't know yet. He said, please, please do. He said, and then remember, remind everybody what Mordechai said to Esther. So even though we're a few days past Purim, Purim is still very much with me. And in the Megillah, so Achashverosh makes his decree. He makes his decree, and everything seems lost. And Mordechai summons Esther. They have this exchange. Back and forth, she tries to get him dressed out of his sackcloth, out of his ashes. He refuses. Finally, they have a conversation, and Mordechai says to Esther, "Umi yodeh im le'ez kazos higat malchus." And who knows if it's at this time that you became the queen? Who knows? Why else would it be? How else could you explain why she would be the queen? Why else would it make sense? But Mordechai still says, "Mi yodeh." Who knows? We when you're in the middle of a tzara, when you're in the middle of a difficult circumstance, we don't know. We can think, we can say maybe, but we don't know. So Mordechai says to her, "Umi yodeh le'ez kazos higat malchus." Maybe this is the reason. And if this is the reason, and you don't act, then ask uveis avich tovedu. Then you and your father's home, they're going to be lost. But Rebbe Chatzol Yamalei is Malcolm Acher. We're going to be okay. Right? Salvation is going to come for the Jewish people from someplace else. Okay. Fast forward just a few days later. A few days later, Achashverosh can't sleep. Haman shows up in the middle of the night. They have a conversation. What should we do? Someone's on favor in the eyes of the king. Haman thinks it's him. Achashverosh tells, no, it's Mordechai. He said, prayed him around. Kacha yasel isha shemel chavetz yikaro. Prayed him around town and say, this is what the king does for someone who has found favor in his eyes. So Haman spends the day taking Mordechai around the city and saying, "Kach yaseh l'isha shemel chafetz bikaro." The day ends. The day finishes. It says, Haman nidchav lovel aveso. Haman is down. He goes home. We know the Medrash says his daughter dumped garbage on him. He goes home and he's depressed. What does Mordechai do? So the Megillah says, "Umordechai shav el shar beis hamelach." Mordechai returned to the gate of the king where he usually was. And the Gemara says, he returned the sack of a taniso. He returned to the sackcloth and to his fasting. But he went right back to where he was. Why did Mordechai go right back to where he was? He won. What could be the bigger proof? He's going to be fine now. But Haman's going to attack him the day that he had to parade him around because he had saved Achashverosh's life? That wouldn't happen. Because no, in the middle, we don't know. Right now, we're in the middle. What we do know is every day we're one day closer to Mashiach. What we do know is that day eventually it will come. And that we have an obligation of achakelo b'chol yom shiyavo. We anxiously await Mashiach's arrival each and every day. But when we're going through a tzara, we don't know if this is going to be the final tzara or another tzara that gets us closer. We know we're getting closer, and we know we're close, but we don't know how close. So I think we should take a chizuk from that. We should take a chizuk from the incredible nisim that we see, and we shouldn't take them for granted. We've gotten used to saying, oh yeah, it's easy to shoot a missile out of the sky. Right? It's easy that a missile falls and there's no injuries. And unfortunately, sometimes we see that there are. We shouldn't take it for granted. We should be mechazik. We should strengthen ourselves in our tefillos, in our emuna, and in our bakasha, our desire that Hashem should send Mashiach, and that this should be the war to end all wars, and that we should know no more sorrow, and we should only know of simchas and yeshuas and salvations. We will continue with Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Tehillim, Chapter 20. Vamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkar kol mincha yisecha v'olasecha yidash nesela, Yiten lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei, Nimanana vishu asecha v'shem eloheinu nidgol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha, Ata yadadi ki yoshi Adonai mishicho, Yadnin v'shem yikadsho b'gvuros yesha yimino, Ele v'reche v'ele v'asusim, V'anachnu v'shem Adonai eloheinu nazkir, Hey makaru v'nafalu, v'anachnu kanu v'anis aydad. Adonai Hoshia ha-melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Kuvchav Aleph 1:21. Shir l'amalais, Esainai el heharim me'ayin yavoy Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Oisei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamoit raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yelinecha. Yoimam ha-shemesh bo yakeka, v'yareach bo alayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmo etzizcha v'yecha, mi'ata v'yad ha'ilam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha'malai, smima makim, kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shema v'kaili, tiena aznecha kashu v'ais l'kol tachanunai, yim Adonai stishmorya, Adonai mi'amoid, kim chatzlicha, l'ma'an tivarei, כי ויצי אדוני כבשה נפשי, ולדברי היכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משמרים לבויקר, שמרים לבויקר. יחל ישראל לאדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה עם אופדוס. והוא יפדס ישראל מכל אדוני סב. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנשונים בצר ושביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ביציאי מצר לרווחה, מיפלה לאירה ומשיבה לגולה, השתבה גלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them. And lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberech b'chayelei tzahal. Mishaberech avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayelei tzahal ganal Yisrael, v'anshei kovos ha-bitachar, amdim al mishmar etzeinu v'arei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון עד מדבר מצרים מן הים הגדול עד לבוא הרבה בכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר ובים ייתן אדוני ישראל ואינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקה מכל נגע ומחלה וישלח רחב והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם יד שונאינו תחתיהם ויצרינו בכסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון וקוים בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אליכם הולך עמכם, לכם, לכם, עם אויביכם, להושיע אסכם, ונאמר אמן. מישברך פרחולם, prayer for the sick, when I pause, please insert any names. מישברך אבוסינו, אברהם זק ויעקב, משה אהרן דבלו שם, הוא יברך את החיילים. Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachim Aleihem Lachlima V'Lar Posim Lachpidikam Lachiyosam Yishlach Lehem Meirim V'Fuah Shleim Min Hashemayim L'Chol Eirim L'Chol Gidim Sof Shochal Yisrael V'Fuah Tanevus V'Fuah Saguf Hashav Agalav Yizman Kariv V'Namar Amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Feigenbaum, sharing such a beautiful message, an important one. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. And as always, thank you to Rebecca Levy for all of her help behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Rabbi Feigenbaum said, each day brings us one day closer to Mashiach. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day. The beautiful Shabbos. We'll see you back next week.